You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. The Transportation Department has been investigating airlines amid complaints passengers didn't get their money back when they couldn't travel earlier in the pandemic, and 10 of those probes are complete, although the data is not out quite yet. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this.
Yeah, well, David, we knew that the Transportation Department had 18 ongoing probes over this issue of either denied or very delayed refunds for airline passengers. A lot of these problems happened early in the pandemic, and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made some news yesterday about those probes in an appearance on Fox News Sunday.
We have just concluded another 10 investigations on airlines on these issues and have launched another 10 or so that we're going to pursue to make sure that, consumers and passengers are protected.
Yeah, so 10 probes are done. We don't know yet which airlines they apply to, but we know the scale of the problem was significant. The Transportation Department says it got an unprecedented number of complaints. In 2020, the first year of the pandemic, more than 100,000 complaints. Another 22,000 or so in the first half of last year. And so add it all up, it was something like 120,000 complaints in all. The Transportation Department assumes airlines got even more than that. And more than half of the complaints the Transportation Department got had to do with foreign airlines.
And what could happen to the airlines?
Well, they'll likely look like the actions the Transportation Department took against Air Canada and United Airlines last year. In the case of Air Canada, the Transportation Department said there were some 5,000 violations where passengers waited anywhere from 5 months to 13 months to get refunds. Last year, Air Canada agreed to a $4.5 million settlement, and United changed its refund policy.
All right, Nova, thank you.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.